Joining me right now, men's basketball coach Kyle Green. Coach, welcome to the mix.
Thanks, Bob. It's good to be here. It's great to be back in the Cedar Valley.
It's been a kind of a whirlwind here the last couple of weeks. Tell us what's been happening at the greenhouse.
Not a lot of sleep, right? Not a lot of sleep. It's been great. It's been, you know, I woke up in Ames on a Monday, and then I was here in Cedar Falls as the head coach of the Panthers on a Wednesday, and it's kind of not stopped since. I don't know what day of the week it is, but this is a good thing.
When did you know Jake was
gone? Monday morning. I had no idea. I was surprised. I was in my office, and a coworker came in and was like, hey, did you hear Jake's going to Utah State? And I thought it was a joke. I'm like, yeah, right. And they said, no, really. And he was out the door. So just like everybody else. I mean, I had talked to him weeks before and had no idea. So I'm super excited for him, but more excited to be here.
Yeah, it worked out pretty good,
didn't
it?
I'll take it.
All right, you get into town. You still have a house here, so that's no problem. You got to get a staff.
Yeah.
And fast, right?
Exactly.
So tell me that process.
You know, you always go into these kind of with an idea of who you want to hire, right? And I know I wanted to marry the tradition of the past. They've had so much success here. So I had an idea who I wanted to hire, and it's just a matter of then getting a hold of those guys, communicating with them. Are they interested? A couple of them had options to go with, you know, coach to Utah State, you know, and it just selling them on my vision of what I think this can be and how I want them to be a part of it and how I can help them grow as coaches. So, you know, keeping Seth Tuttle and Mark Sonnen right off the bat, along with James Pollard, was big to help me hit the ground running. I coached Mark. I recruited Mark. I've known him since he was 16 years old. And then Seth, you know, I worked with Seth Tuttle. He's such a valuable asset. I coached him. He was like a coach on the floor when he played. And he can hit the ground running as well, just with so many different areas. With the players on the team currently, in the community, he's got a bright future ahead of him. So I was so fortunate to just get those three in place and then build it out from there.
It's not like you are a stranger to you and I. You've been here, what, 16-plus years before?
Exactly, 16-plus years. You know, and they, like you, go away, come back. Keeps drawing me back, go away, come back. You know, and they let me come back, which has been amazing. I think more for my family, not for me. If it weren't for them, it probably wouldn't have been. I'm not so sure the door's still open, but, yeah, we're very, very blessed to be back.
Talk about that door, because, you know, you call them up and ask about the job. They could have said, no, we didn't like you.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you remember?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Very well could have, and kind of maybe thought they might in the back of my head. Thankful they didn't. But I knew what if this opportunity ever presented itself. And I really wasn't looking to be a head coach again. I had a great job with great people. And was really enjoying what I was doing. But I knew to get back here, to what this place means for my family, the fact that my wife was still back here, my kids want to end up back here, it doesn't always fall into place like this. We're very fortunate it did.
Let's talk about your family. You have a son who plays a little ball now.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear.
And what, 11 three-pointers here?
Yeah, Friday.
He's been setting records here in the last couple of days.
He has. It's been a wild couple of weeks for us. It's been great. Basketball's been good to us. Friday, he set the Bucks record for threes in a game, and then yesterday in their last regular season game, he set the record for threes in a season, which, you know, you never think about those. All the time we spent in the gym running around the McLeod Center and Cedar Falls High and middle school and doing all those things, and to see him do those things, achieve his goals, has been really, really cool. Been a lot of fun.
Being a dad, when did you know that, hey, this kid might have a little something?
Well, I knew he had my genetics, so we were in trouble. We had a lot to overcome there. Bob, a lot to overcome. So I married well. Uh-huh. That helps, right? You know, plan it that way. He loved the game since he was little. He always had a ball in his hand and dribbling and throwing it. And so he enjoyed sports. And our mantra and our family was just to have fun. And the more fun you have, the more you want to do it. And he always had a lot of fun. And when he got to high school, I thought, okay, he's got an opportunity to play at college. And I was coaching at UNI then. I thought maybe he's good enough to play here. But, he, you know, some of that's just, does he physically develop? And he was a scrawny little guy. And then he grew and grew and grew and grew and got stronger. And then when he was in college at UNI, it hit me like, you know what, he's got a chance to play professionally. I didn't know what level or what that looked like, but he can make money playing the game. And he certainly has, and we've been fortunate. And it's great to have him just 3.5 hours away in Milwaukee. We're able to get over there and see he and his wife. And so it's been a wild, fun, enjoyable 5 years.
Somebody asked me, what's the difference between Jake and you as far as how your team's going to be?
Yeah, that's a good question, because there's going to be a lot of similarities just because we worked together for so long. And I learned a lot from him and Coach McDermott. But I think that, you know, see a little different defensively, a little more aggressive. They were really good defensive teams, and they played kind of a conservative defense where they kind of make you beat them. They don't beat themselves. I have a tendency to be a little more aggressive in attack and try to create more turnovers and disruptions and create some offense off our defense. So it's a little more risk-reward. It's like a football team that blitzes a lot, maybe the kind of the comparison you could draw. So those are one of the differences. And little things, just because we have different personalities and we're just kind of different people. But I hope that people say, yeah, that looks very similar in a lot of ways with the quality of the people, the way they carry themselves, the way they carry themselves in the community, on the court. We're going to recruit the same kind of guys. So you'll see some overlap for sure.
Let's talk about recruiting. Boy, you were thrown right into that, weren't you?
Yeah, you know, it was like, you know, we were talking off air. No matter who the coach was going to be, if Jake had been back, there was going to be a lot of roster turnovers because they had six seniors. They had guys like Leon Bond jumping in the portal who had an opportunity to, I think we must have passed on Highway 20. Yeah. He's going to Iowa State now. You know, that was going to happen. So it was going to be a lot, and it certainly is. You know, we've got five, six guys back that I'm really excited about. You know, really appreciative of them believing in what we're doing as a coaching staff and sticking around. And now, over the course of the next 3 weeks, with the transfer portal open, we probably need to get five or six guys that can come in and be, you know, impact guys for us right away. So it's a lot, but it's a great thing, and I'm excited for it.
You know, you're a new coach, but really you're not a new coach. I mean, people know your background. They've seen you coach for years and years, so that's got to make it a little easier.
Yeah, I don't know if there's an easier transition than this one, right? The family was back here, didn't have to necessarily move, know a lot of the people, you know the university, all that stuff, and they're familiar with me too and coaching styles. But I, you know, that's been one of the neat things about going away and coming back, is every time I go away, I pick something up a little different, work with different people, get new ideas, and you know, being in one spot for too long, if you're not careful, you can get stale. And certainly haven't had that going away to Iowa State and working with TJ. You know, learn as much in those 5 years as I had in the previous 15, and hopefully bring that to the court now with the Panthers.
What was it like coming back to McLeod Center for the first time?
Yeah, you know, it hit me at the press conference when they started asking me some questions. Unfortunately, you could tell it hit me. That's a bit embarrassing. I'm still trying to walk through that.
It was awesome.
Yeah, that's what you say, Bob. I appreciate you saying that.
It was awesome.
My my mentions, or not my mentions, but my text chain with my friends was pretty brutal afterwards, but that's good. And it's still brutal right now. They remind me almost on a daily basis. That's when it hit me, you know, walking in there for the first time. Yeah. And seeing the banners of the teams that I've been a part of, coach, that had won championships. And then my son having his banner hanging in there, that was really cool. It's going to be fun to coach under that. A little extra pressure probably from him. But to be able to do those things is like, you know, living a dream.
You've got a great support system. Let's talk about your wife.
Yeah.
It's tough to be a coach's wife.
Very. You know, she runs the household, and she's certainly the one in charge. I'm not running, you know. What is that old saying? Some people run their house, some people run around the house. I'm certainly running around the house, and that's for good reason.
Yeah.
She's been great. And we had moved five or six different times before the kids were 10. Loved it here, settled in here. She's been able to build a practice here, a business, a chiropractor, and didn't want to leave that, didn't want to leave the ability to serve those people and help those people. That means a lot to her. So it's this place has been great to us, and we as a family are looking forward to giving back more than what we've gotten.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a pleasure to meet you. Look forward to talking to you a lot coming up here in your first season as head coach. And, hey, go Panthers.
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. Appreciate you having us on and all the support you guys give, the station gives to the university and the athletics. And it's so important that the people with, you know, give back. We wouldn't be what we are without the people and the support of the people. So appreciate all of them.